It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And this morning, Rachel Pope of the Douglas Forest Protective Association going along with fire season. Looks like things getting more intense. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So what's the change on Sunday? Explain what's going on.
So starting Friday, we are predicted to have a heat wave that's going to come over the Umpqua Valley and affect the western part of the state. And with that, we're looking at our ERCs, or energy release components, are going to increase, and our fuel moisture levels are going to decrease, which means the fire intensity and the rate that a fire can spread increases, and thus it's going to affect our fire danger levels throughout our district, and we will go into extreme fire danger level starting Sunday at 12:01 a.m.
So as you do that, for folks listening, how does that change kind of their, what impacts them?
So right now we're in high fire danger until Sunday, August 10th. Right now you can use power saw usage, cutting, grinding, or welding of metal, cutting, trimming, or mowing of dried cured grass and power-driven machinery for non-industrial improvement or development on property between the out before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Once we go into that extreme fire danger level, all of those types of activities will be prohibited. It will no longer be safe to do so before 10 or 8 or after 8.
And extreme is as extreme as it gets, right?
Yeah, that's the highest of that fire danger level scale that we get, and that's why it goes into a complete shutdown for those types of operations. When we look at those levels of ERCs and the fuel moisture, like I mentioned previously, it's very minimal, and the rate and heat of that fire is high, and so that's why we do those shutdowns, just to help prevent and mitigate human-caused fires.
So how are we looking so far at fire season?
Right now, we've had a total of 39 fires throughout the district that have burnt 122 acres. In comparison to last year, we're in a good spot, but we don't want to jinx ourselves. And 85% of fires last year were human-caused throughout our district. And that's why we have those restrictions and are in place. And that's why we are advising the public to take extreme caution as this heat is coming in.
You know, if you just look around when you're out driving during the day, I mean, things really look dry.
It is dry. I've driven up into Eugene, and the northern part of our county is dry. Southern part of our county is dry. If you look along those the highway I-5, it's dry. And so, I mean, those are just obvious reasons of why we're in fire danger levels. Everybody was witness to the Mount Nebo, or the Milepost 124 fire that happened and occurred last week. And it's just a warning to the public that fires can happen right now. So do follow the public use restrictions that are in place and use your judgment to act accordingly.
You know, with that fire the other night, you look at how what DFPA, the other agencies did. I mean, first of all, that's a hard place to fight a fire.
It is a hard place. It's a lot of steep, sheer incline there. There's a lot of poison oak on Mount Nebo as well. It's very public. It was near residents' homes and stuff like that along the I-5 corridor. So that's also a safety concern for firefighters that were fighting right there off that shoulder. But it's also a prime example of the collaboration between all of our agencies and the priority of keeping residents' homes and shelters and structures safe.
And when something like that happened, you've got to be ready to just move and move really quick.
Yeah, aggressive initial attack is what DFPA is known for, and Roseburg Fire Department and Central Douglas and all of our other first responders in the community know the dangers and extent of fire, and it's what we're known for in the area. We attack and we act aggressive, and everybody kind of just falls in the line and knows their place, and everybody works well together because, again, protecting Douglas County is why we're here.
And as quickly as that one moves should give people an idea, whether it's a small fire on a private property or whatever, that if something goes, and especially accompanied by some wind, could really kick up fast.
Exactly, and that's another thing that we're looking at through the weekend. There's going to be some north winds that are coming in up to a probable 10 miles per hour. So you have that dry fuels and you have high temperatures and you have some winds that can drive and spread that fire quickly. That's why we are moving into extreme.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about this move to extreme?
Just, you know, it's going to be hot. Take a break, relax, stay hydrated, stay safe, and just that we could get through this.
All right. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
841 at the Morning Report.